after the Broncos' worst home loss in over four decades, the Broncos had much more to worry about with season-ending injuries. The biggest was the news of Tom Nalen, who suffered a torn biceps muscle yesterday and will require surgery, which will end his season. The other being Nate Jackson, who will also miss the rest of the year with a torn groin. For the Broncos, replacing a 14-year veteran in Nalen will be a difficult task.
Tom, I believe, is the best center ever to play the game. That's what I really believe. You know, he played the whole game with a torn bicep in the middle of the first quarter. Not many guys would do that. So, I mean, it kind of gives you an idea. Couldn't even run inside running plays because he said run outside running plays because he couldn't, didn't have any strength in there. But kind of gives you an idea what he's made of. A guy like Tom Nalen, obviously, is a big blow to us, our football team. Captain, great leader, played three quarters of the game with a torn bicep. Most guys would come out of the game. I mean, he said it was a little sore. He knew he tore it early, but he knew we only had six offensive linemen in the game, too. You know, there's no way he was going to come out. So gives you a little idea of his mental toughness and what he brings to the table.
And for now, Shanahan did not want to go into any detail about who will play center from this point forward.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that right now relative to who's going to fill in what roles and those type of things, you know, what type of moves we're going to make and all those type of things. You know, we got a bye week coming up and we've got some time to make those decisions, and obviously we won't even get into that until, you know, after the game.
Another area for concern is the health status of Champ Bailey. Bailey suffered a quad injury in the first half, re-injured it again in the second half, and missed the rest of the game.
Champ, obviously, he's got a quad injury. If we were playing this week, I don't think he'd be able to play. Should be fine for Pittsburgh.
The Broncos have nearly 2 weeks till their next game against Pittsburgh. And that time they will have to replace a Pro Bowl center and a leader on and off the field. A lot to ask in a two-week time frame. Stack that on top of the issues the Broncos must fix as a team, and that makes for an extremely busy bye week, but one that they will hope allow Champ Bailey and Javon Walker to be healthy by Pittsburgh. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.